Welcome everyone to Christ's Blessing on this, well, it's a glorious day here, just bright, clear, sunny skies, and the way we wish winter would be everywhere. And I hope that it's wonderful in your hearts wherever you are. I'm going to put us on a Q&A. And would like to invite anyone who would like to join in the conversation, *6 and then 1, and just follow the prompt and I'll open your line. Okay, and it's Stormy. Hi, Stormy. How are you today?
Linda, I'm doing much better after some really interesting revelations between now and the time I saw my cardiologist, because he is in a dream that I've had many times a long time ago, and all my dreams have always come true. And I died on Christmas Day at age 69, which is right now. But I have changed my reality. That was in the past. This is now. With what I've learned, I know how to go into a dream and change it. And then with just your sheer desire for your own reality.
Absolutely. It's true. Everybody, that is a great truth that's being revealed.
You can change the palm of your hand as it is written.
Yes, you
I
can.
You literally can. It's you know, they say it's written in stone. Well, pick up another stone.
Well, I don't think our lives are written in stone. I think that we are born to be given an opportunity for both revelation and choice and change, and beyond that, growth and possibility. So the fact that you're exploring all of that, Stormy, is exactly what you're supposed to be doing, and that's the power that we all get from Christ's blessing and from his light, that he showed us that anything, literally anything, is possible.
Now, written in stone is an old agreement. Well, I have a new agreement.
Well, I never made that agreement, so I don't know if the rest of you have, but I think that's a good agreement to reconsider.
Yeah, it's an old adage, you know, from way people have said, but it doesn't have to be.
True.
I just thought I'd share that revelation today with you and bring the blessing of the ability to change.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And, of course, that's what we are here for, is to open, receive and acknowledge whatever changes are possible. So thank you, Stormy. And I'm going to open the line for Tony. Hi, Tony. I think you're going to have to open your own line, Tony.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I just did.
Okay. Hello.
Yeah, a couple things. I had heart issues and still have them. But a little over a year ago, I found Linus Pauling's therapy. There's a wonderful set of resources online. Linus Pauling found a cure for heart disease, and it uses primarily vitamin C and lysine. And I've been doing that. And there's a wonderful resource for anybody who has issues with this. It's PaulingTherapy.com.
Oh, the Pauling therapy. Yes, that's great.
Yeah. So that's something I share with anybody who's willing to listen, because it's really helping me. And it was a miracle the way I found it. I got this test, and then a couple days later, I was just kind of contemplating, you know, what can I do about this? And I was kind of guided right to this resource, and there it was. So several things came very, very quickly after I had that.
Excellent.
Symptoms. Yeah.
Excellent.
So share that really quick. So as well, we have full moon and a solstice coming. The solstice is Friday, and then the full moon follows on Saturday morning.
And, oh, my.
Yeah, so we're going to have Uranus is trining the solstice sun, and so it'll be sextiling the full moon as well. And then we have Chiron will be squaring. But the two of them together bring discoveries, revelations, and healing opportunities.
And change.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So that's a nice one. It seems to have some very, very strong things to help us with changes and shifting. So transformation, helping us with transformation.
Yes, indeed.
And then I have I have two surviving siblings, a sister and a brother. And they both need a blessing. I want to send that to them. My brother especially, he's kind of been going through some really big challenges. And so I've been doing the blessing for him daily. So I want to include him in our group blessing today.
Okay. What is his name?
His name's Tim. And my sister's Kate.
And Kate. Okay. Yeah. Good. And, of course, you're always in our blessing.
Yes, thank you so much.
You and Judy both. We really, we treasure and support you in all that you do.
Yeah. Well, everything that you're doing in this community is a constant blessing and a miracle. So thank you.
You know, the miracles just pour in every day. It is amazing how many calls I get, emails, reports I have of things that are just miraculous. And it's sort of starting to be ordinary. I mean, that's a terrible thing to say, taking a miracle for granted, but it's actually teaching me that our whole life is full of miracles. The ones that change our life are the ones that we actually accept and allow to have an impact on us, an impact on our consciousness. It's a miracle, really, literally, that we can drive for 45 minutes on a 6-lane freeway and get home safely. But we don't look at that as a miracle. We don't. There are so many things that happen every day that we don't think of as a miracle. But every now and then, we're facing a brick wall, and all of a sudden, it dissolves in front of us, and we go, wow, that was a miracle. So it's nice that the wow moments are happening, but don't think miracles are not always happening. They are. It's just that we don't always see them. And sometimes we turn away from them. And I should make a little note of that to you, because why? Why would we ever turn away from a miracle? Because we think that our problem is going to contain revelations we need about our life. We want to figure out who it was that betrayed us when we were 6 years old. And by golly, we're not going to let go of that until we find it out. You see? Somebody didn't come through for us at some point, or something happened to our body at some point. And by golly, I'm going to hang on to it till I find out what that is. And we won't allow miracles to happen, because we don't want to wash away that thing we're just bound and determined to find out. But why do we hang on to that? Because we're addicted to judgment. Unfortunately, we are. And we think that if we find out what went wrong, then we can prevent it from ever happening again. But what we really need to find out is that if we allow miracles to happen, it doesn't matter if it happens again. That's the irony. That's where we have to grow. That's where we have to just grow and let ourselves become a bigger person. And the answer to all of these problems is just become bigger than they ever were. The fact mm-hmm. is, things that happened to us when we were 6 years old, 10 years old, or let's say in college or in our first marriage, or maybe you're still in the same one, but our first relationship, it's because we weren't up to the problem. It was bigger than we were. And since then, we've grown. And actually, whenever we allow a miracle to happen, we get an even better revelation. The better revelation is, how have I grown, not what happened. You don't need to know what happened if you've grown beyond it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
you know, and that's just, it's like a trade-off, but it's a trade-off in your favor. So, Tony, thanks for giving us a picture of the stars and the planets. And, yes, I always look forward to the December solstice, because it means we're turning back to the light. And even though we can't see it at first, our days are getting slightly longer every day. And pretty soon we will be able to see the difference. But, you know, I want to compare that to the way things are in life so often. We can turn around a problem. We solve a problem. Let's say we bring in more income, or we make peace with somebody we've been arguing with for ages. And at first, we feel like, well, so what? It didn't change anything. But that's like the day after the solstice. You don't see 3 minutes more of light. But the fact is, it gets to be 3 minutes more every day, until it's an hour more of light. And sometimes that's the way it is with everything, with healing, with feeling better about yourself, with discoveries about life and discoveries about yourself. We don't see that first 3 degrees or 10 degrees or whatever it is, but that 10 degrees adds up to another 10 degrees and we start seeing it. And sometimes that's the way it is on receiving a blessing. We just say, well, that was really nice. But that's why I want you to stay with it for at least 7 more minutes. And then allow yourself to contemplate that blessing when you're at peace, or maybe right before you go to sleep, or when you first wake up in the morning. And let it add up to another 3 minutes and another 3 minutes, until pretty soon it's like, yeah, there really is something there. So it's always nice to hear from you, Tony. I'm going to open the line for Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Glenda. Hi, everybody. Glenda, your messages, oh my goodness, they're always so poignant and relevant, and thank you so much for everything you've been saying. You really spoke to my heart, so thank you so much. I did want to ask for blessings of miracles, and I'm very much aware that God graces me with miracles every day, and I am so grateful, and I am asking for another for a miracle as I care for my mother. And honestly, I feel like I have to turn my whole ship around, and I know that God can navigate these waters and I want to be even more open in my receiving and more open in releasing what I need to do in order to receive these blessings. I'm very grateful. And I also wanted to add to the blessing list the healer named John of God. I have received deep grace and been touched by by John of God and the energy and the work that he does. And I pray for a blessing on whatever is happening with this man and his family and all those in need of healing surrounding the Casa and Brazil.
What is going on, Mary?
You know, I don't know the truth of it, Glenda. I just know that I have been receiving emails, and there are many headlines that are painful and heartbreaking, and I don't know the truth. I know that I have received a profound grace from this man, and many, many people have, but there are some heartbreaking headlines. So I just pray for a discernment of truth and for God's healing hands to touch all of those who are a part of this story. I don't really know what's happening. I just know there's a lot. It's unfortunately all available online, but there are many disturbing accusations being made upon John of God, and it breaks my heart. And I don't know the truth. I just know the grace I have personally received from him, and I ask for that grace to touch everyone and the unfolding of this story.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't care to engage in rumors that are of not.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know this. Yeah.
So I'll just leave that alone, and we will put him on our list.
Thank you
and
so much.
And his community on our list.
Thank
because
you.
All that, what I have found in my life is that everyone who serves God is a blessing to the earth because all power belongs to God.
Yes.
And we are all weak and we are all frail. We are all mortal. And at times, the mortar breaks between the bricks of our life, and it exposes a weakness that other people use to weaken their faith. And I don't like that when it happens, because it happened with the apostles even. It has happened with many, many devoted and dedicated spiritual people. And fortunately, they outlived the trauma.
Right.
And that, but many that of them. Is, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that is part of the prayers for a discernment of the truth, and I agree with what you're saying.
So let's not judge.
Yeah.
Even if I have no idea what you're referring to, but even if it was terrible and horrible, it's nothing compared to the good that this community and that man have done.
Amen. I agree. Yeah.
Okay. And we'll leave it at that.
Okay. Thank you, Glenda. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Bye.
Jean Marie, you are on. Hi.
Hey, yeah, I just got home. I've been gone today. I would like a blessing because I am in need of some a plumber.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't have really use of, I can't let any water go down any drain right now. So I am camping inside my house, which I can do. But I would like to have a plumber to, because they're pretty rare around here, to assess the situation, and I am really wanting to have a whole new line dug because what's under there is not happening. It's a house built in 1903, so it can't be good. There was water standing under my house, and, you know, I need plumber angels to step in.
Okay. Okay. I think that's a first. I don't think I've ever called for plumber angels before.
Oh,
but why
man.
Not? They're why not?
Everything, of course.
Of course. There are angels for everything.
Yes,
so, God bless you, dear.
I am wanting a good, as inexpensive as possible, of course. And
yes.
The perfect right person to respond to this need. And,
all right.
So I can sort of come back into the 21st century.
Great. All right. Where do you live, Jean Marie?
I live in Toronto, Kansas.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I was just wondering, when you said there were not many plumbers around, I thought plumbers were everywhere.
They're around. I used to have a superb one. He had to quit because of health, and his partner bought it and does not even receive phone calls. So. I put a call out a couple days ago, but I haven't heard back. I think I'll call back and say the water has been removed from under the house, and I may not scare him away so much.
Oh, that, you know. Yeah, I would say get somebody out first before you tell them how bad the problem is.
Lesson learned.
Okay.
But anyway, that's
okay.
my utmost need right now.
All right.
But things are going really well. I mean, even that. I just bought a toilet seat for my 5-gallon bucket, so we're good. That's a first.
Oh, you're adorable. You are adorable. And, you know, the thing is, we have so many benefits in this life.
God.
And, you know, we really do. When we think about the way life is lived by most people on this planet, we are all. Everyone on this call is so blessed.
Yeah.
And we have reason to be grateful every day.
Oh,
literally.
My God, yes. I have a warm house. I have electricity. I can use water. I just can't let it drain. And, yeah, I've hung out in India long enough to know, God, you do that, you can do about anything. You know from
yes.
your hurricane, you can do more than you think you
yes.
can.
Oh, you sure can. And yeah. I have ministers and friends who live in various parts of Africa.
Yep.
And the conditions there are, they send me pictures.
Yep.
And I promise you, I would not want to be there. They invite me over.
Uh-huh.
They invite me over and say, you know, we've got a mat for you. We've got a mat for you.
Uh-huh.
And we'll make sure the water is something you can drink. And I'm going, yeah, but what about the mosquitoes? And oh,
not everything. Bless their hearts.
Everything. Oh. Bless their hearts. But, you know, and I talk about it. And they say, but we're used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, actually, there was a survey done on human happiness. It was about 3 or 4 years ago. I'm not exactly sure what agency did it, but it was, shall we say, an intellectually qualified agency, not just somebody wanting to hype a story. And they found that the happiest people on earth were Nigerians.
Aw.
Go figure. I have a minister who lives in Nigeria. I have two little boys there from an orphanage that write me, and they are always happy, but their conditions are just absolutely, unbelievably horrible.
Those who have the least give the most and usually are very happy.
I sent $25 to this young man, about 14 years old, in Nigeria. He took enough for his dinner and to feed his to give it to his family, and he gave the rest to an orphanage.
Wow.
He didn't even keep it for himself. I thought that would do him for a few days. He gave it to an orphanage. So that exactly exemplifies just what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Those who have the least give the most.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know why? Because they figure that if God doesn't take care of them, every day of their life, they don't have a chance. They don't live on some man-made economy. They live on faith and natural supply and prayer and human goodwill. And if they can't live on that, they figure, we couldn't live on anything anyway. So they learn to get happy. And in all of that, they have learned to be stronger.
They know where it is. They're hooked up.
Yep, and it makes all the difference. Okay, my dear, we will pray for your plumber.
Thank you.
And we have a caller from area code 413. You're on.
Aloha, Glenda and this beloved community. This is Sarah from Santa Cruz.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. And I just want to first give a gratitude for just so much help and support this year. Just want gratitude or give gratitude for the power of prayer and of asking and receiving and unconditional love. I've just been so blessed this year, and I'm so grateful. And it's just been so beautiful to be a part of this community. And I thank you. I appreciate you so much for your work. And
you're welcome.
I've had back pain for a long time, and so I want to ask for a blessing for just really kind of getting to the root and maybe some healers or something that could help me. I've tried, I've sort of been working with it for a long time, and I'm just feeling like ready to really get to the root and resolve that. And so I'd like to ask for a blessing for that. And then I want to ask for a blessing. I'm going home to be with my family in Massachusetts, and I just want to ask a blessing for family, just family communication, family love. Really, my brother and my dad have been having some conflict and not talking to each other. And I just want to ask for all families' blessing that we may just love and cherish each other and be able to accept our differences and not have to change each other, judge each other, just really cherish and love each other together. And, so I'm going to ask for those two blessings.
Well, I think that's real love is when you don't have to change someone in order to love them.
Yeah.
And, you know, the irony is when you can do that, they actually do change.
Right.
That's the irony of it. Yeshua came to this world, and he didn't need us to change at all in order to love us. And because he loved us, we changed.
It's beautiful.
It's the perfect example. But he's not the only one. He's everyone I've ever known who truly lives and teaches in the spirit of Christ, whether it's Pope Francis or Mother Teresa or any of the loving ministers or nurses or health providers or teachers or caregivers, all of them who serve in the spirit of Christ. They don't serve in order, they don't go in and say, I will change you. They don't. They just don't do that. They may help a person change the conditions, but that's different. That's different. And in this blessing, we address conditions that could be better. Like for Jean Marie, we are going to pray that she gets a plumber. But we don't need Jean Marie to change.
Yeah.
You see, there's the difference. So we do pray and bless But we even bless the conditions as they are. Actually, the best way for her to get a plumber is just to bless the condition she has as being better than 80% of the people on this earth. At least she has incoming water. That's drinkable. So, you know, the thing is, when we bless and we accept and we love without, I don't think God expects us to love unconditionally in the way he does, because we can't see everything. We really can't. He doesn't expect us to see the perfection in someone that has just committed a crime. But he does expect us to love them without needing them to change. There's the difference. There's the difference. To love them without needing them to change. And when we do that, then they will do the changing themselves. And that's the only place changing can really occur.
Oh, thank you. Such a powerful teaching. Beautiful.
So, well, thanks for inspiring it and opening up the pathway in which the words of God could speak. Because the best things I speak are not mine. The best things are those things that just come through me. And that takes us right up to the blessing, which is what we're all here for today. So I would like to ask you all just to get comfortable and to be in a position where you're most able to receive. That includes not crossing your legs or your arms or your hands, because actually those are not receiving positions if you think about it. Let's just look at body language. Have you ever talked to somebody who's got their arms crossed in front of you? Makes you think they're not listening, doesn't it? What about somebody who comes in for a job interview and the first thing they do is cross their legs? Makes you think they've got some doubts or reservations about whether they're capable of that job, right? Okay, just even body language reveals the truth of what I'm saying. And this is really because we have energy that flows, ACDC, right, left, right. Energy flows down to the earth. Energy flows back from the earth. Down on the right side, back on the right side, on the left side. And when we are keeping that energy flowing, we're like a DNA battery. Really? And let's let the energy flow. This is one of the things, just a very, very easy, simple therapy that I will give anyone who is still capable of walking. Having trouble sleeping? Go take a walk. And if it's not safe to be outside, walk around the house. Or if it's raining, you know, or something else that's preventing you from being able to walk outside, walk around the house. Just walk. Because, why? And as you walk, swing your arms. And as you walk, move your hips. Limber the left and right side of your body up. Let it flow. One of the reasons you can't relax is the energy's not flowing well through your body. And for your back pain, there's nothing better than letting the energy flow up, down on the right, up on the left, and let that energy flow. Stretch. Stretching is also a very good thing because we have tightened the muscles up generally around places in our spine or in our body where that right-left energy has crossed over. Wherever it's crossed over, it will tighten up the muscle, and it will lock up energy in those places. So stretching will help pull them out. Then swing your arms up and swing your arms back. Take a deep breath with every time the arms go. Exhale when the arms go back. It's a good thing to be doing right now as we're getting ready for the blessing. Clasp your hands in front of your chest and then open them and move your elbows back until you feel your chest almost open up and take a deep breath in. Exhale. In other words, you're preparing your body to receive. And if you will do this as much as you can right now, it will help you receive. And take your attention off of everything in your life that you're not willing to receive. Just say, I'll get back to you later. And there could be things in your life you're not willing to receive. But you're going to get back to that later. Right now, your attention is on what you will receive, what you can receive, what you choose to receive, what you're open to receive. And an interesting thing about that is that a lot of the things that we don't want to receive or that we've blocked up in our life become irrelevant when we have enough energy to flood them out. They never have to be specifically addressed. They just get flooded out. So the key is open your life, open your heart, open your mind, open your spirit, your body, and receive. Let the receiving be so abundant that you can flood out whatever is not working, maybe never even addressing it in a direct way. And the last thing I want to say is that this is the blessing that immediately precedes the week before Christmas. This is a week in which we're going to be thinking about our loved ones. We will possibly be making plans to travel or them to travel with us. We'll be buying gifts or wrapping gifts or buying food or preparing food or thinking about the festive occasion. Remember also to think about the sacred occasion and what you can bring into your heart that prepares you in the very most beautiful way for the day of Christmas. Some of the most beautiful Christmas celebrations actually happen in some of the poorest countries because they don't turn it into a materialistic display of wealth and earnings from the previous year. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. It's always good to share anything you can share with anyone you can share. And I give generously at this season to as many people as I know who really need gifts. And we like to practice that state of generosity as a church and as a way of life and me personally as a way of life. But think also of the ways you can give spiritually. You can give forgiveness. You can give grace. You can give understanding. You can give a smile. You can give peace. You can choose not to argue. You can choose not to disagree. You can choose to allow. And you would be surprised the miracles that begin to happen when you start to give importance to the non-material things you give. Because you are building up wealth in the non-material phase of your life, and that's where all the miracles come from. Miracles really don't come from the material side of life. Now, that doesn't mean good things don't come from the material side of life, but miracles don't. Why? Very simply, because they're all locked into the law of conservation. For every 6 ounces of this, you've got to get 6 ounces from somewhere else. Everything has a price tag. Everything costs something to produce, and so that has to be displaced. The physical universe abhors a vacuum, so for everything you take, you've got to put something in. The material universe is not where miracles come from. They can happen in the material world, and that's when we really go, wow, wow, who would have ever thought that could happen there? And that's why we go, wow, is because we don't expect miracles in the material universe. Why don't we expect them? Because for 2 pounds of cost, there's got to be 2 pounds of pay. That's the way the material universe generally works. So when there's a miracle there, it blows it. We go, oh, wow, I didn't expect that. So yes, miracles can happen in the material universe. And this time of year, a lot of them happen. Why? Because we are creating miracles in the non-material universe. This is when our spirit is becoming abundant. This is when through grace, through songs, through prayers, through blessings, through goodwill of all levels and kinds, we are creating such an abundance in the spiritual realm that it has an impact on the material realm. And that's how I would like to see you launch this week before Christmas. Become extremely, extremely wealthy in the non-material universe. And there's not a single one of you who can't become the equivalent of a billionaire in the non-material universe. And just to heck with your limitations in the material universe, that's not where good things start anyway. Good things may happen there, but that's not where they start. They start in the non-material universe. So let's become wealthy in the non-material universe in this great week before Christmas. And then let's be together next week and celebrate the miracles that are happening. Okay, now that I have been your cheerleader for the day, I'm going to just surrender my personality to God, to Yeshua, and I'm going to say my prayer to him. When I'm finished, the blessing givers will join me in conducting the blessing for you while you are saying your prayer. Yeshua, we are so grateful for your awesome spirit, your largeness, your greatness, the way you are so much bigger than everything that could ever happen. You just smother us with love and possibilities that most of the time we don't even see. I would personally ask that you tap everybody on the shoulder this week so they will look and see how great God is, how great the Holy Spirit is, how great the spirit of Christmas is, how great we all are in spirit, that we can be and give and share from the largeness of our heart. I ask that you be with those who are troubled, with those who are alone and worried about how to make ends meet or bring their body to healing or to help those they love. I pray that you would give us hope and peace and joy so that we may find faith in the greater power that can make all things possible. In your beloved name and the grace of God and the beauty of the Holy Spirit, we ask all these things. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, go and receive. Have a wonderful week, an especially wonderful week before Christmas. And I look forward to being with all of you to wish you in to the best Christmas ever. Bye-bye for now.